Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 54 of Ninjas and Super Spies. We're on to the mercenary character classes. These are the military characters who do not get title billing in Ninjas and Super Spies, but are nonetheless a big part of the character creation. The major categories we've seen so far, of course, are martial artists, worldly and goober, espionage agents, free agents, and gizmeteers. And now here we've arrived at the hardcore, gun-toting, helmet-wearing, jet-flying, jeep-riding, etc., etc. These are army guys. And the description of the overall category makes very clear to us that these are the manliest men in a crop of extremely manly men here in the character creation section. Allow me to quote an in-character passage entitled, "Why I Love Being a Mercenary OCC." Are we talking power here? Isn't that what this game is all about? If it's power you're interested in, then check out mercenaries. Nah, we're not interested in the power to chop toothpicks with your bare hands, and all that spy gizmo stuff is pretty cute, but largely worthless. Ain't none of it can compare to the sheer raw power of a 50 caliber machine gun, or a grenade launcher, or the roar of a barrage of artillery. And indeed, this category does contain some pretty hardcore characters, as we will see. It also, though, includes one that is making a strong play for my new favorite occupational character class, because I never really quite realized what this was until I did a careful reread for the podcast. This is the Commando Mercenary, and in a category that is, it's supposed to be like the Revival. No flips, just fists, right? The Commando Mercenary is the most flaky, woo-woo, Steven Seagaliest commando you can possibly imagine. Let me just give you the background on this guy. Quote, starting with a background in the military, the character eventually became attracted to the martial arts, especially those that dealt with the mystic arts of invisibility. Eventually, the character turned into a specialist in commando operations requiring stealth as well as military prowess. Now, upon an initial read, what I got from that was, oh, this is like the Solid Snake, right? This is the character who is like the infiltrator military guy, like solo special forces, that kind of thing. But in fact, let's go step by step through what the Commando Mercenary gets, and you can see just how like weird and amazing this class is. First of all, you get to choose a martial art form from a limited list. You can choose hand-to-hand assassin if you want, the bullshit agent non-martial art martial art. But there's also a bunch of other options. There's drunken style, dog boxing, which is definitely fodder for a future episode, so we're not even going to go there. Monkey style kung fu, leopard style, which is like tiger style, only sleeker and more cool. Snake style, we've talked about before on the podcast, a very like sinister, chi-focused, like, embracing the darkness style. Tian Su, which is also an evil style, full of evil masters, and teaches you Dim Mak, the Death Touch. I think if this character had a movie, it would definitely be called Death Touch, possibly with an exclamation point. So we're talking about martial arts. They have an ideology attached. They're focused on, like, stealth, in some cases deception. But all or most of them have this mystical bent. So it's like learning how to strangle people, but also Zen. Again, you cannot help but imagine this character as Steven Seagal. You get the basic military program, then you get to pick two more military programs, one general and one espionage. So, obviously you've got your boot camp, right? Basic military training, but from there you get to branch out. Obviously you're going to take the War in the Shadows skill program, it's actually called that, for guerrilla military fighters. You're going to do some black ops shit with this character, obviously. You get some ancient weapon proficiencies, as we talked about before, from some of the military programs. So, if you're wondering, like, who goes through the military and comes out having really focused heavily on nunchucks, it's this guy. You get an espionage skill program, so you get a cover identity, and you get your sneaky spy skills. And then you get a general skill program, which you're probably going to take something cultural in nature to represent your esoteric studies that you've picked up, in addition to your hardcore military training. And we're verging into page 55 here, but I don't even care. For social contacts, this character class keeps track of, it says, both sides of the war on terror. Well, it says the war on terrorism because there was no capital war on terror yet as of the writing of this book. They keep track of terrorist organizations, counter-terrorist forces, and the character, though, keeps a very low profile and has only a 2% chance of ever being recognized. So this is the guy who no one ever would suspect, the guy who is sort of like retired from the game. But then he knows who all the players are. We haven't talked very much about income in this game. Each character class lists an income that they can expect to make, depending on where they work, whether they work for an agency or as a freelancer or what. That's what made this character come together for me. Income. Base of $750 a week at an agency. $300 to $500 a week as an agent for a private investigation agency. Or about $200 a week as a laborer. This can only be interpreted as a sick burn on this character. In the year 2000, when this book was published, this is below the American federal minimum wage for a full-time job. So, despite this character's years of military experience, his spiritual enlightenment, his mystical chi powers, his connections, I mean, he's got a covered job that he can go to. But nonetheless, he's like a failing landscaper, or maybe he like is a sort of semi out of work fitness consultant. Maybe he teaches underprivileged kids martial arts and tries to give them meaningful talks. He's that kind of guy. And that's what made this character come together for me. This guy is like the protagonist of the action movie that every action star makes when their career is waning, like when they've just passed the point of relevance, but Quentin Tarantino hasn't stretched out his angelic hand to them yet, where they're making movies where like they're starting to look like old men. And there's a movie about how they're like these enlightened badasses. And then they need to come back for one more time and like get involved in all this explosion machine gun bullshit, even though they're way past that. And they mostly spend their time out on their farm or as a truck driver or whatever. And because they're stealthy dudes, they get to spend the whole movie engaged in low impact murder, where you kind of creep around corners and snap people's necks and then spout off these little like fortune cookie nuggets of philosophy. Maybe I have a special ability to see this since I live in Northern California in a rural area full of people with questionable mental stability who have lots of bullshit Zen ideas and own a lot of guns. But I definitely know this guy. The flaky military maverick who's now obsessed with Eastern philosophy is such a cool, goofy stock character that I had no idea I was missing in my gaming until I ran across this class. It's the dumbest thing in the world. I mean, it's a goofy ass character that I think would be so much fun to play. It is, in a good way, the dumbest thing on this page. I love that this guy exists. I'm glad he's scraping together $200 a week, calling himself a spiritual consultant, probably. I hope he manages to unload all those business cards he printed up. Join me next time when we discuss page 55 of Ninjas and Super Spies on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.